Coach, before we get to the hockey side of the last few days here, Mark Greyhound just had it. Jason McMaster's got 1,000 games. From a coach's standpoint, what's the support staff mean for coaching staff at this level?
It means either really, really smooth sailing or a whole lot of headaches. So the logistics of moving a team around, that support staff is critical. And these guys, what's unique about our group, they kind of came into the NHL together, and they are a tight-knit group. So there's no real separation of work here. There's the areas that they're responsible for and the equipment and the medical side, but every one of them is cleaning the floors in the room. They all fold towels. They all work together. I would say it's a thankless job, except we thank them all the time because we get off an airplane at 2 o'clock in the morning, tired, head to a hotel, and they get to go down to the rink and unpack wet gear, and they get to be there before everybody gets there the next morning, and that goes for hopefully 10 straight months. They're a fine group of guys. They like working together, so there's a real positive energy in that group of guys, really important for us.
Any update on Lucas Beason?
So we'll list him as day-to-day. All the x-rays were negative, and he's probably a little too sore to go tomorrow, but we'll just leave it at that.
Kulikov and Wheeler also didn't skate today.
Yeah, they're fine.
Tucker Pullman, how's his road here?
Pretty close to being fully healed, we think. So he actually was on the ice twice today. Came out and tested it before the skate, and then went out and stayed through the skate. So if all goes well, maybe 3 or 4 days, we'll be looking to get him back in.
9 games here, I think, at least right now, against teams not below, I guess, the playoff line.
Right.
How do you view those games? Because I assume they should be winnable, but at the same time.
Yeah, they're equal. We're not in the playoffs either. So we're like those teams. We're going to come to the rink every night with 6 guys out of our lineup. It's not going to change a whole lot anytime soon. So all of the what we've done well, we've competed so very hard in our last 4 games against the very best teams. And when we couldn't get the task done, our goaltender was up to it. So that'll be foolish to think you come to any of these games thinking because they're not in the playoffs, you somehow will have an easier night.
Yeah,
it's one more block shot. It's one more puck deep, a little better in all the areas. And then Lauren and Connor, some of the break have been just exceptionally good. And we need them to be, right? You've got 4 games against really strong opponents that have some good firepower up front. Your goaltender's going to have to be the difference. And in all of those games, I still think Boston was our best of the four. Our goaltending's been fantastic. Finish is different, right? Like, not everybody's the way they move the puck, the way they process the offensive game is the same. I think he's going to grow into his offensive game. You know, as he was coming back to center, plays with some guys that can finish or move the puck, he's going to generate more. But what that line did well, so you look at the game winner. That's the kind of offense he can finish, right? He can make a play in traffic, and he's not afraid to go to the net, so he can bang those in. And some people would view them as less skilled goals. I just don't. All of the skill that Andrew brought to the game last night, not all of it, the most important part of his skill was in our end of the ice. Small plays to the inside, some good decisions with the puck. That's offensive skill as well. It's just not flashy. But he's got good hands. Most importantly, he's got a real good head. Right, like he knows when to make a play and when not to try to make a play. He doesn't force things very often. He doesn't like it, he'll put it back down behind the net. If he can get it to the net, he will. He almost got Harkins' back door. Like, he sees the game exceptionally well. I think he can get into the teens regularly. He's got very little power play time, but if he gets net front on the one there, he can score a bit.
Yeah,
I would. The goaltender is so tied to the people in front of him that I would just say, I felt anyway in that stretch going into the break, we didn't have much in terms of. And it's not fair because the Carolina game and the back to back in Columbus, we played hard. You know, Connor and Lauren at that point, I didn't think they had their game going, but. But everybody's a little bit better rested. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. We were dragging on our way into that break.
How do you plan to, or the importance, I guess, of those two down the stretch? I imagine you're going to rely on heavily.
Well, right. So I think we're at 15 games in a 29-day month. Lauren's going tomorrow. And what we want to do, we're going to need him to play a block of games in here. We want to make sure that it's not, that you kind of... stay out of this trap that we run Connor so long that we wear him out, and we also put too big a gap between Lauren's start, so we don't give him the best chance to be good. He was outstanding in Boston against Boston. We're talking about a week, so he should be fine and ready to go, and almost probably get into telling him quite a bit before, not necessarily the night before the game that he's playing, that we've picked this game for you, and just sticking with that schedule and trying to keep Connor's games at a good number here this month. Correct.
Anything new on Brian Little?
No. There'll be a test here in the next few days, and we'll go from there. This one, it doesn't have the markers of a normal injury where you're saying, we're going to give it this much time. Usually you get a window. Like 4 to 6 is the number that I've heard 1,000 times this year. But this one, there isn't a window on this. So even if he passes all these tests, he's still going to have to get through feeling really comfortable on the ice. I think it was described to me that this isn't a concussion issue. This is more like a car accident. You know, this is like a trauma issue. So he's got to get cleared, and then that's still, you get the normal concussion. A guy gets cleared to play, gets a couple of good days in, everybody's happy, we've done all the details, and he goes back in the lineup. This one, he's going to have to get into full practices, full on heavy, which will be a challenge in our schedule, but a full on 45-50 minute. And he's going to have to stack a bunch of those together so that at the end of it, it's going to be about Brian Little feeling comfortable and feeling right on the ice. And we will at some point totally have to rely on his perception out there of how he's feeling.
Sorry, is it just not scared or afraid is not the right word, but just worrying about, is that for him just trying to get back?
Yeah, I don't. So it's not like he took a hit, right? He got hit in the head with a puck. So it's, I guess the way I would describe it, you don't fully appreciate how fast things happen down at ice level until you're right there. And I've always been amazed that there aren't more players hit in the face with pucks. With the number of pucks that go to the net, they're tipped. A lot of them, they miss because they pick that reaction up, right? They just move in time. Like, it happens. It's all instinct down there. What we're looking for, a player who's been out so long, to get back to playing in terms of instinct, right? It's happening fast. You're reacting at the right pace, so everything is right. And you feel it. And you talk to these guys when they're at a long time. Like, even Bowl last night, he said it was fast last night. And this guy had his head's fine. He had a broken bone that he was dealing with. But even for that, a guy who's processed everything, he goes, man, the game happened real fast last night. So this kind of injury, and again, this isn't a normal concussion kind of thing. This is a trauma issue. We have to wait till he has that exact feeling on the ice that things aren't happening that fast in practice, kind of over and over, that he's comfortable, because we need him to come back into the lineup fully relaxed and confident that he's at speed.
Yeah.
Right.
What's
he kind of meant to be? So I think my experience with any guy that went from being a player into either coaching or kind of management is they are a lot like the way they played, right? And so Jimmy is a worker, right? And he is a connector. So in the locker room, everybody knew Jimmy, right? Everybody in the league knew him because he chirped at everybody. And then he just worked and competed every single practice, every single game. By the end of it, his teammates loved him. The other teams hated him, but he gave everything he had. So that's kind of what we got with him now, right? Like, he's on our group. he is connected to all of those guys. Like they don't hear from him once every 3 months. He is constantly making that connection with these players. And then he kind of, and I wasn't here, but when he first got here, he said, okay, here, you got the player development job, build it. So it's kind of from scratch. So this program that he and Mike Keane run, they've kind of designed and developed in terms of outreach to players, but constantly looking to improve it. It would be just like probably he was as a player. I wasn't in the room with him, but all the guys love him, and he works his butt off every day. I would say that it's kind of, you know, that's the design of the, like the Mark Chipman program here. The Moose were valued and respected when it was just the American League team. And then when the NHL team came in, they weren't forgotten, right? There wasn't, hey, we've moved on to somebody. I got a cooler new friend to hang out with. So they're a part of that program, and the Moose have kind of been respected. So we're talking about Jay McMaster and Mark Grian, all our support staff here kind of came through that program, or most of them spent time in that program, and now they're in the NHL and making a big impact. That if you do really good work here and you're honest and you're a team first kind of person, you can make a, you can have a home here, right? You can be a part of the group.